This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Sambat 1146 begins today. Gai Puja, Govardhan Puja and Ma Puja being marked as part of Tihar celebrations today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says government is committed to conducting the upcoming House of Representatives election in a free and fair manner. And over 60 killed in Uganda highway crash, dozens dead in Nigeria tanker explosion. Now the news in detail. Gai Puja or cow worship, Koru Puja or ox worship and Govardhan Puja are being observed throughout the country today on the fourth day of the five-day-long Tihar festival. The Gai Puja and Govardhan Puja rituals are observed today with replicas of Gai and Govardhan mountain made out of cow dung. The cows are fed with sweets and delicacies as part of the rituals. The rituals are linked to the Hindu god Sri Krishna, who, according to the legend, lifted the Govardhan mountain by his hand and protected the people of a place called Gokul from torrential rains caused by Indra, the god of rain. Similarly, the ox is worshipped today as it is a very useful animal in different agricultural works in Nepal, which is a predominantly agricultural country. Meanwhile, Nepal Sambat 1146 is being celebrated across the country today with various cultural programs and festivities. The Nepal Sambat, Nepal's indigenous calendar, marks its new year today. It was started by Sankhadar Sakwa during the rule of Lichivi King Ragdev. Also today, members of Newar community are observing Ma Puja, the ritual of self-worship as part of the Nepal Sambat celebrations. The ritual is rooted in the belief that the soul or the self is the most sacred and that satisfying the self brings prosperity and pleases the gods. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has asserted that the government is committed to conducting the upcoming House of Representatives election in a free and fair manner. Addressing the ceremony of godlanding the statue of Sankhadar Sakwa and honouring the national luminary organised by the National Luminary Sankhadar Sakwa Foundation, Madhyapur Timi in Bhaktapur today, Prime Minister Karki expressed her confidence that all political parties and all sectors of society would provide support and cooperation to the government in conducting a free and fair election. The Prime Minister expressed extreme sadness over the loss of young lives and injuries to hundreds of people during the movement led by Zenzi on the 8th and 9th of September against rampant corruption in the country. She expressed commitment that the process of indicating the Nepal Sambat on the notes issued by the Nepal Rashtra Bank will be taken forward after consulting the relevant parties. Prime Minister Karki stated that the government's decision to mention the Nepal Sambat in official documents clearly shows that the government is keen to promote, foster and practically implement the calendar. She instructed the relevant ministries to effectively implement the Nepal Sambat in government offices and also mentioned cooperating with the Foundation for monitoring the implementation of the Nepal Sambat calendar. Highlighting the need to follow the path shown by Sankhadar Sakwa to eliminate poverty and inequality in Nepali society and raise the economic status of the people, Prime Minister Karki stated that only by prioritizing national interest over individual and party interest, as Sankhadar Sakwa did, can the national aspirations be fulfilled. At the program, she garlanded the statue of Sakwa and also launched the bulletin published by the foundation. Prime Minister Karki also on the occasion honoured cultural scholar Chhatra Bahadur Kayastha and the Nepal Pasapucha USA with the Sankhadar Sirapa Award. The chairman of the foundation, Gyan Ram Shrestha, the mayor of Madhepur Timi municipality, Surendra Shrestha, and former chairman of the foundation, Sam Krishna Manandar and Madan Krishna Shrestha, among others, emphasized that more study and research should be carried out on Sankhadar Sakwa and the Nepal Sambat should be fully implemented. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 63 people have been killed in a multi-vehicle crash on Uganda's Kampala-Gulu Highway early Wednesday. The BBC cited police as saying two buses driving in opposite directions collided head-on while overtaking a lorry and a car, targeting a chain reaction that caused several vehicles to overturn. Many passengers were injured and taken to a hospital in Kirian Dongo. Police have launched an investigation and urged drivers to avoid reckless overtaking, calling it a leading cause of road accidents in Uganda. In a separate incident in Nigeria's Niger state, around 30 people died and more than 40 were injured after an oil tanker overturned and exploded while villagers tried to collect spilled fuel. The explosion caused a massive fire that burned several victims beyond recognition. Ukraine has struck a Russian chemical plant in Bryansk using UK-supplied Storm Shadow missiles, its military said on Tuesday, describing it as a successful hit that breached Russian air defences. According to the BBC, the scale of the damage is still being assessed. In response, Russia launched a large-scale drone and missile attack on several Ukrainian regions, killing 6 people, including 2 children, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky. Emergency power cuts were reported in Kyiv and the Kyiv and Dnipro Vesk regions after strikes on the thermal power plants. 2 people died in attacks on the capital and a woman and 2 children were killed in the wider Kyiv region. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in Sudhir Paschim along with the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light snow and rain is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province and at 1 or 2 places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Nepal Sambat 1146 begins today. Gai Puja, Govardhan Puja and Maha Puja being marked as part of the Har celebrations today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says government is committed to conducting the upcoming House of Representatives election in a fair, free and fair manner. And over 60 people killed in Uganda highway clash, dozens dead in Nigeria tanker explosion. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.